USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump surrendering to authorities in Georgia this evening after being indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state. The former president being released on a $200,000 bond after getting a mugshot and fingerprinted. Correspondent Gabe Gutierrez says security was ramped up outside the Fulton County Jail.
Several dozen Trump supporters have been out here. Nothing unruly at this point, but local officials aren't taking any chances.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is seeking to hold arraignments for all the defendants in the case the week following Labor Day. Cameras will be allowed in the courtroom for the arraignments, marking the first time one of Trump's criminal proceedings will be televised. Prosecutors in the case appear to be pushing for an October 23rd start date for the trial, but Trump's team is fighting that. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie claims that President Biden would be facing a weakened Donald Trump if the former president ends up being the GOP nominee. After last night's debate, Christie spoke on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show Thursday.
You think that Joe Biden and the Democrats are going to be afraid of Donald Trump, who very well could be convicted felon in two different matters before the fall election?
The Pentagon says Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was a passenger in a private plane crash.
Our initial assessment, based on a variety of factors, is that he was likely killed.
However, Brigadier General Pat Ryder said there's no evidence at this time the plane was taken down by a surface-to-air missile. The mercenary leader who led an aborted revolt against Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this year died Wednesday. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Elon Musk's space company. The DOJ accuses SpaceX of discriminating against refugees and asylum seekers when hiring employees. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi. And
maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is surrendering to authorities in the Georgia election case. Legal reporter Ken Delanian says Meadows and Jeffrey Clark were booked Thursday on charges brought against them by local prosecutors for their alleged role in schemes to overturn the 2020 election results in the state.
Both have had bonds set for them at $100,000, and that came after a federal judge blocked separate requests by both men for an emergency stay to prevent their arrest in this case.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is hoping to have the trial begin October 23rd. Governor Ron DeSantis plans to spend the next few days campaigning in Iowa after last night's first Republican presidential debate. While he told Fox and Friends this morning he was prepared to be attacked, Florida Democratic Party Chair Nikki Fried thinks there's a reason that he wasn't targeted.
Because no one's taking him seriously anymore. No one has his eyes on him being as a competition for this nomination.
She believes the reason DeSantis would not say that he would sign a national six-week abortion ban is because he's unpopular. She feels Vivek Ramaswamy introduced himself and Nikki Haley looked strong. Dollar Tree says it's either going to lock certain products up or stop selling them altogether if people don't stop stealing them. The retailer had a terrible quarter that its management is chalking up to theft in addition to higher prices for electric and gas. The company's CEO and CFO said on a call with Wall Street analysts that the theft issue is getting worse. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.